The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Okay, so Tara obviously is in a remote location at the moment. I don't know if she's wearing just sort of a loincloth and running around in the jungle somewhere. But obviously you can hear from the sound quality.
I'm in Charleston. Hopefully it sounds better. So, guys, this has been the problem. When I have been remote, I was not very smart. And instead of using a landline, I'd be like, oh, it's so much more fun to pick up the remote and kind of walk around while I do this. That's why I sounded like I was in a tin can. Hopefully today I sound much clearer.
You do sound much better. And still, I feel like you should always be in a studio, though,
because
it's fair to pour. You still don't sound good.
Thank you.
But you're welcome.
Well, anyway, first off, I'll tell you why I'm in Charleston.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Todd came in. We did a wedding walkthrough. I didn't know.
Well, I saw that Instagram post.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun. So Mindy Weiss, my wedding planner, came in. We did a wedding walkthrough. We went to the venue. We went to where we're doing a crazy – I've gone out of control with the wedding. We're doing a crazy party on Thursday night. At the Cotton Dock, and then rehearsal dinner. So we did lots of tastings.
How did the tastings go? I know, guys, while we were in Kansas City, I was part of a sort of tasting menu phone call, and I was very difficult, and I was just giving asides. So how did it go?
But it's so funny. So Jessie, who I love, is now like my best friend. I don't know if she listens to our podcast religiously.
Hey, Jessie.
Jessie from Middleton Place. But the best part is when we got there, she's like, well, this is what, you know, Johnny suggested, and this is what we got this for Johnny. So your voice was heard.
Good.
But first off, let me tell you this. We started at a cake place, and it didn't go well. Okay, we walked.
What happened, though?
Okay, so Todd flies in. Todd was amazing because I get, you know what I'm excited about out of all of this? The cake tastings. Like, in my head, never been a girl that, like, has a Pinterest page. Like, everyone's like, please, please give me a Pinterest page. Just never been that person that thinks ahead. That's why.
Don't even know what a Pinterest page is.
I'm
Let's continue.
So late for everything in this wedding. But the one thing I've always dreamed of is the cake tastings, because I think we go into a cute little bakery and we sit on cute little chairs and we taste the cakes and the icings, and it's like, that is my dream. So Todd's still shooting this incredible tease for the Super Bowl, and he's like, okay, I'm going to come in. I'm going to, like, do the red eye, get in to make this cake tasting. So we go to this first cake tasting. It's supposed to be, like, the best person in Charleston, right?
Well, wait, let's preface this. Did you have, like, an idea of what kind of main cake you wanted to have, or what Todd – I assume Todd Kapp wanted a chicken-flavored cake?
Todd Kapp didn't even get involved.
No, Todd Kapp, it reminds me of, like, trying to buy food for Toma or Debbie. Like, chicken. Just keep it real plain, and you know they're going to like it.
Now, just knowing me, right, off the top of your head, what would you say the flavor I would want?
I would assume chocolate.
Right. So we walk in, okay, and we sit down in this guy's house, okay, and this is supposed to be, like, the nicest, like, cake, like, artist of all time here, okay? Didn't work out well. We did not mesh. So we all sit down, and there's three little cakes and little slices, like, so paper thin that you got to look hard for them. And
oh, no.
I'm looking, and I don't see any chocolate, like, not even in the icing. Nothing, right? And I'm like, first question, so where's the chocolate? Like, what oh, I am not a big chocolate person. Here's the coconut rice mill,
ew.
You know, yeah. And over here's the angel, like, and all this stuff. And then there was one, and I was like, okay, that kind of, like, vanilla with, like, it looked like strawberry. I'm like, oh, is that, like, vanilla? Oh, I do not do strawberries. That's raspberries. And I was like,
it's an artisanal rhubarb. You know, back the fuck off, dude.
If you were there, you would have slugged him. So I was like, but I like strawberries. He goes, no, they don't cut very nice. And I was like, okay, this is not going well. Then I showed him a picture.
Give me his address so I can bomb his mailbox. Full-on pipe bomb.
So then I give him address and a picture of the flowers that I want. And he shows me his book, and his book is a little bit too modern for my taste, but very beautiful work, I have to say that. But I said, okay, here's my picture. Can you do that? And he looked at it, and he's like, well, I don't know. I go, well, do you have any pictures of flowers that you've done like this? And, no, I don't. And I was like, well, you think you could possibly make them? Well, I'll try. And then I was at that point, you know me, fed up. I'm like,
yeah, I don't even know how you'd even sat there.
Yep, don't even want to taste the coconut rice mill angel food cake mixed with, like, honey flavoring bourbon. Like, I don't. I want chocolate.
All I want, I will go to Stop and Shop and buy a store-bought chocolate sheet cake with whipped icing. That's all I need.
I want layers of, like, vanilla chocolate, red velvet, as basic as you can get. I'll skip the pumpkin, but other than that, just, like, look at me that way. Like, I cannot deal with this fancy schmancy stuff. So that was our first visit, and I was like, oh, this is going well. And I could tell when we got in the car, Tab was just, like, looking over me, like wide open eyes.
How annoying is that, though? Like, I love a fancy food moment, and I love that people are really artists with their food and the way that they do these things. But when you are specifically asking for something and you're going to pay a lot of money for it, how can people not be sort of prepared? Why is he at your whim, not his own?
I have no idea, but he, like, we did not mesh. But then we got to go see Jesse at Middleton, and we walked everything. You talk about tents, you talk about, like, all that stuff. So that was fun. And then you start the tastings. And I'm telling you, I mean, you know I haven't been that hungry recently.
It's just the anxiety.
These tastings, so there's so much food. And we did, like, three. At the end of the day, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to eat another nugget of anything. But the food is all delicious, so we have to pick a place. And, so we did that. I'm trying to think what other funny stories we had with the actual wedding moment.
Well, you had a try-on, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So
with Reem?
Oh, wait, I do have another funny story, though, because we were here for 2 days with Mindy, and we just ran from, like, venue to venue to flowers to, tastings to all the stuff to all cakes and blah, blah, blah. Still haven't really found what I want to do with the cake. There's a woman that I want to come out of retirement, so we're working on that.
Good. Just pay her a lot. Just give her a solid payment. Wait, did you ever find out what the fish of the season is going to be? Because that's something that really still is agitating me.
And actually, Jesse was talking about this. I can't remember if it was grouper or tile or something, but whatever fish we tasted was delicious, and you'll love it.
How bad does it smell?
No, I told them that. I was like, nothing can smell here. Just smell like roses.
You know, as long as there's grits and maybe a spicy sausage and some fried green tomatoes, as long as there's some southern charm in this wedding.
Oh, there
in
is.
The, South.
The fried green tomatoes, I thought I wasn't going to be a fan. Holy moly. The shrimp and grits. So good.
My girl.
So at the end of the first day, I was so tired. And we had a funny, like, conversation. I'm sitting in the car, and I call this one guy because I have to, like, cancel on him.
The guy I'm pipe bombing?
No, different person.
Okay, different guy I'm pipe bombing.
Yeah, because we, like, scheduled ourselves just, we were packed. And I was like, there's no way we can do this. I'm so tired. There's no way we're doing this at 8 o'clock at night. And I felt so bad. So I called him, and this is the night before, around 10, and I'm already tired. And I'm in the car with my mom and Todd, and I'm a terrible liar, as you know. Like, I cannot lie for my life. So I get on all nervous. I'm like, oh, so thank you so much, but we're not going to be able to make it. This show has just been, you know, on the road. And I start making up, like, weird sayings like this. Like, this show has been on the road. And I'm like, Mindy has, like, a speaking engagement, and Todd's working on the Super Bowl. And I'm just, like, talking, like, nonsense. And all I kept saying is, this show is, like,
I'm getting the 19th opinion on my syndrome.
But I just kept saying, like, this show is, like, a disaster. And he's like, this show. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, sorry, can't come, goodbye. And when I got off, all Todd has kept saying is, like, this show? Like, what show? I was so overtired. So it was a long weekend.
My favorite Tara Lipinski is a tired Tara Lipinski.
Can you do an impression?
Well, I don't even know if I can really, like, encompass it into a crystallized moment, because it's a full thing. Like, you actually let your hair frizz out a little bit. You're like, you get one lazy eye. You get real slap happy and will laugh at almost anything.
Anything.
Like, if a chicken breast shows up on your plate at dinner and it's slightly askew, it's like 20 minutes of laughing.
Oh, my God. What was I... When we went to dinner at Nationals, remember that dinner? I kept laughing.
It was that first
day. So hard.
I think it's because you relaxed and you just kind of, like, settled in and you were like, okay, I'm not anxious. Look at me. I'm eating something. And you just, like, let yourself laugh into your wine glass.
Oh, my God. I remember laughing so hard that night. And then we came back to the room, and we have adjoining rooms, everyone, as you know.
Yeah, and that's how we roll.
And
Chelsea and Laura were there, and Nia and me. Like, you just had a big, like, security blanket of love fuzzies around you.
Oh,
so
my
you
God.
Really you really let your guard down.
I did. We laughed so hard, and Laura goes, "Oh, Johnny, I don't know if you said to quiet down." She goes, "We got to quiet down from next door."
No. I texted her because, you know, I was on my Ambien trip already. Because we had to wake up early. Well, I was getting up really early for hair and makeup so that you could sleep in like a slumber princess for an extra hour.
My boy.
Like, you guys were just really, like, hitting it. You were slap happy. I heard you laughing. And it wasn't your usual.
Let me just break for a moment just to tell the listeners how good Johnny is with that. He is such the perfect gentleman because, you know, when we're a team, I like to, like, take one for the team a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
We both do, but I also love to make sure that if I'm working that I sleep, because sometimes it's hard for me to, like, get to bed or whatever. So
get to bed.
So Johnny all the time, he's been so good, because usually we, like, I want to be the one that says, you know what, I'll get up at 6 and do hair and makeup. And before I even get there, he's like, okay, I'll be up at 6. Tara, you can come in at 8:30. And I'm like, oh, my God. He's like literally the perfect gentleman. But anyway, go on with your story.
Oh, no. I'm not even messing around like you. And plus, you always come. It's rare that I have to come to a time zone that's difficult for me. But even those 3 hours between California and the East or the 2 hours. Like, it's just hard. Well, it's because they know mommy doesn't like the West.
Right.
So I'm fine getting up a bit earlier if I have to. But before we get into all the national shenanigans, I want to hear about your fitting.
Oh, so it was so exciting because it's, like, finally coming together. I can't wait to show you pictures. I didn't want to send them to you. I want to, like, actually show them to you. There's still a lot of, like, little changes. But just, like, putting it on, like, at this point in the game was, like, real. You know what I mean? It was just, like, really, really cool. So
did you cry?
That went so well. We literally flew, like, from South Carolina to New York and then right back the same day. My mom's getting her dress made by Reem as well. And then today I did a Charleston Home and Garden shoot for the house. So that's why I'm here. And then I fly to you tomorrow.
Yay! Well, I found somebody to make my wedding costume.
Ooh, I love it. And you have your swatch.
And I have my swatch, and it's going to be Andrew Morrison, who dressed me a lot while we were in Rio. He's going to do custom exactly what you want me to look like, which is awesome. And he's a young up-and-coming designer. Can he do extensions? He has an eagle guy.
A sketch,
yeah. But, I mean, he's going to make exactly what you told him to, but I'll have him make a sketch.
Okay. Extensions is this weekend when I turn around and you put all my blonde extensions in your head. Scared the hell out of me.
Well, I was bored. And you know what, guys? I am not a gifted blonde. Like, it doesn't work with me. I barely have
not
eyebrows as it is. I'm just not a blonde. I tried it when I was young, and I had more hair than I have now, and it just is not me. But it was fun to put your extensions in. It gave me, you know, just a solid look into your mental stability.
Wait, so I have to tell you something else about when we're talking about weddings. So the day of the wedding, when we're getting ready. Oh, there's my little dog, Sadie.
Hey.
She's
Sadie, living.
Please be quiet for the podcast. We're on a podcast, Sadie.
Sadie, we're busy.
We're busy. busy. We're so busy.
That's my favorite thing to write people, by the way, on our behalf when they ask us to do dumb stuff. I'm just like, no, we're so busy. Hey, can you guys actually come to this meeting real quick? Because, we're, you know, it's super important. We're
so
busy. We can't make it.
Can't make it. We're at
Legoland. So, I don't even run it by you first. I'm just like, I know she's busy, so I'm busy too. We're busy.
So I'm looking. I got all this great stuff for the day of when we're getting ready at the house and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, the typical thing for the girls are all these, like, robes and stuff. And I'm like, what to do for Johnny? So last night I spent 3 hours, and I have several things to show you.
Okay.
Of what you should wear the morning of as we're all getting ready. We could even do this. I think it's fine to do this on the podcast. I'm going to ask you. So I found a lot of, I was looking for like robes, but they weren't like really working for me. And then the only like silk pajama sets I found, were on really weird sites. Like very strange.
like aggressively sexual sites.
No, just very weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe they were Japanese. A lot of them were not in English. But I need to like figure out what you want to wear the morning of.
Like, well, I mean, I think a kimono seems to be the obvious choice here.
A kimono. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me jot this down. A kimono.
Well,
any
wouldn't that be right?
Yes, any place you would like me to find. Oh, my God, do you have the...
I have kimonos. I got the Lenny one.
Lenny.
I have. Yeah.
What color was that?
It's the turquoise with the white snow cranes on it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's what you'll wear. That's perfect.
Okay. It's a shorty one, too, so it's perfectly appropriate for the weather. I can let, you know, my man parts fly.
Yes.
It's going to be perfect.
Oh, that makes it so much better. I mean, I spent hours last night. I'm like, none of this works. Like... This is
why I'm here. Just call me. My archives are very full. Like, I have lots of stuff. I could almost outfit for every holiday for everyone.
What's funny, too, is, like, all the girls, like, you know, because I a lot of the brides do all white all weekend. I don't know if I'm going to do that. But, like, all my girlfriends are like, we don't want, like, white in our stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's fine, whatever. But then I found something for you, and, like, cause they're not in white. But then I was like, oh, but Johnny and I share everything. Like,
yes.
He's kind of the bride, too, so maybe he wears white. And I was like, okay, wait a minute, maybe not. Okay.
Well, guys, this was a problem actually at the beginning, because we were talking about what I was going to wear when I stand up there, and Tara just immediately and just very knowingly went, okay, Johnny, you're going to wear white. Like,
right.
We looked at the Oscars, you're going to wear white.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, no.
And then Mommy had to say, like, Tara, it's not my wedding. Like, I'm not, I love you, and I, you know, I do feature white from, like, April until at least November.
Right.
But I can't wear white standing up there on the dais with you at your wedding. Todd Kapp will get confused and he'll kiss the wrong girl.
Oh my God, I love it. Should we talk about nationals?
Yeah, we should talk about nationals, but I feel like it's going to be a process. So let's pick something that's really eventful to talk. Actually, we have 3 minutes left in this half, guys. So we're going to talk about the sporting.
Corner?
No, we're not doing fan corner because that's going to be a long process too.
I
so
hate
we have to.
Getting fan corner. Go on, moving
you
on.
Love fan corner, and I love now that everyone is like posting things that it's you making bitch face, and they always say, "Well, this is what we imagine Tara looks like when Johnny says fan corner."
I love the people that are giving suggestions of new fan corner names.
All right, all of you out there who are suggesting new names
keep
for fan corner,
it.
I know. Don't
keep
you need to stop
doing it.
Because
love
they
it.
Are all
there
BS. They're terrible.
There was a good one. I forgot to write it down.
No, because it's a fan corner. It's right to the point. It's very basic. It's
fan
easy for people to understand. I saw one that was like kiss and cry with K's, and I was like, no, that's stupid.
No,
and
it's not. Fan corner is stupid. Okay, moving on.
All right, let's talk about the sporting side of nationals, so then we can get into the gossipy sides when we come back from break. So what really impressed us, obviously, Nathan Chen. Nathan Chen won the men's title with 5 quads. He's the first human ever to do 5 quads in 4.5 minutes. He was phenomenal.
He is the first human to skate like that. He is a name. If you're not a skating fan out there listening to us.
Most of you aren't.
I know. So just jot this name down, Nathan Chen. He, I think, will be the face of the Olympics next year. He is superhuman. He is a quad machine. Johnny and I stood up the entire time he skated and bowed. You know, he was incredible. And that was the highlight of nationals.
But I mean, looking ahead to the Olympics next February, Nathan Chen, like, okay, so here's the thing. At the beginning of the year, we obviously have a big phone call meeting sort of thing with NBC just to discuss what we're looking forward to that year, sort of an editorial overview of what the season looks like and what Tara and I have studied all summer with the little competitions and stuff that go on. So, you know, we have a very big, important role. We're super busy at NBC. And, you know, we have to kind of, we have to Yoda predict sort of what's going to happen. And at the beginning of the year, it was very bad news bears for the United States, just because all we really had to look forward to as commentators was maybe a medal in the dance and maybe a medal in the team event. There were no real front runners in the men's division. There were no real front runners from the United States in ladies, despite having like a medal at the World Championships last year. It just didn't look good. And this Nationals, I think, really turned my opinion around of the U.S. team. I think there's definitely a possibility for a medal in men now with Nathan Chen. Obviously the team event. I mean, the dance, there could be
more than a possibility.
I mean, that's almost a sure thing. And then, you know, the ladies could, you know, it's the most iffy. I mean, right now, the pairs never really have a shot at a medal at the Olympics before the United States, just because it's not the strongest discipline for the U.S. But everything else is looking rosy. So, I mean, stick with us for the next year and we'll bring you everything leading up to that Olympics.
But what's funny about this is we take bets. Like last year, I took a bet that Nathan Chen was going to be the dark horse and he got on the podium, but he didn't win. And
he should have done better. He tore his hip off.
Yeah, in the exhibition, he literally limped off the ice and was out for the season. And I was devastated. Then this year, we had a few people we were really betting on. You know,
well,
dark horses.
Okay, again, I'm not much of a wagerer. I'm not a bettor. Tara loves a good bet and loves to be right. More importantly.
Right. And usually, you know, I come pretty close. There was this one girl.
Not mentioning names.
I mean, I'm going to mention her name. Amber Glenn. She is really talented. I was watching her on practice all week long. I was like, she has so much spunk. She's so fast. Like, nice triple-triple, like she has personality, like that's what skating needs, like I like this girl, like whatever, right?
Yeah.
And she goes out and blows it, and I literally crumble inside. I was so sad, Johnny, that the weirdest thing is she came to me in the hotel lobby later and was like, oh, I heard like what you said, I'm so sorry. And I was like, don't worry, like next year, but Amber, if you're listening, like I was being nice, next year you
don't do that.
Don't do that again.
Do you think mommy likes having egg on her face?
Mommy hates it.
Mommy hates it so much when you disappoint her.
Mommy hates it and land that triple-triple next year.
But you know what's funny? You being an overachiever and me always standing by your side, I was watching, like, when that bet in your own mind didn't work out, because we didn't wager money with our producers like we usually do about who's going to, you know, win, place, and fail.
Yeah.
there was no money down in it. But because Tara was wrong about Amber Glenn becoming the national champion, she started, like, doing little bets with herself in other events.
I did.
Or even at the beginning of performances, she'd be like, I'll bet they do it. Just because she was trying to make up for the fact that she lost that bet.
Yeah, I needed to, like, redeem myself somehow and make myself feel better. Oh, man, Amber.
Amber, get it together. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about pink eye, holding court, and a truck Uber. Be right back.
I like a Lynn.
Television. So many choices. Only one channel has it all. It's NBC.
Crash time.
It's your favorite shows. It's news. It's the only place for football, basketball, baseball, and the Summer Olympics. It's the best in late night, big time movies and specials. For all this and more, it's NBC.
Okay, so we were in Kansas City when we were at the national championships just a short time ago. And that's why we weren't able to bring you guys a podcast last week. We apologize, but we were in Kansas City. We traveled on a Monday. There was a lot of wind to deal with. And Monday's when we record our podcast. So sorry, not sorry. We were busy. We were dealing with a lot. We were super busy. So Kansas City plays a great host because it's fun. Now, there's barbecue, which is awesome. Something that we didn't realize until someone angrily, like, Facebook Lived us that I didn't say enough about the virtues of Kansas City, that Paul Rudd is from Kansas City.
Wait,
and,
what?
Yeah. So
Paul
let me get
Rudd
into
is
this.
From Kansas City? How did I not? I actually do know this because Chelsea, my best friend, told me this. I love Paul Rudd.
We love Paul Rudd is our man crush. Like, Paul Rudd,
Paul
I mean,
Rudd
sorry,
was
Todd
there?
Cap. I don't think Paul Rudd was there.
No.
I think he was probably busy. But
he was busy, so busy.
He was so busy. What's Stubby doing? but Kansas City was a fun host. I mean, we really didn't get to enjoy the city very much. I met some really nice people while I was out and about or holding court. You know, some, like, normal kind of live in Kansas City. It was fun.
Kansas City.
Yeah, it was good. We ate well. Tara, you ate well. You were worried that you weren't going to eat anything, and you did really well.
I liked it all. My in-laws actually came to watch. My future in-laws actually came to watch the event, which was fun. They were so into it.
President-elect.
And I
not president
them,
yet.
Right. And Emily put in a good request, and I was like, "Good seats." They were happy. They took us out to barbecue.
Emily's our girl at NBC. She handles everything. Emily, if you're listening, big shout out. She really takes care of all of our stupid stuff. Like,
right.
Emily, this Starbucks isn't right. Or, Emily, I need to leave 15 minutes earlier to make it there on time to get done what needs done.
And she's probably in her head. She smiles. She's so cute. But she's probably like, I hate these two kids. Okay. So, went to barbecue.
My vest still smells of barbecue. I have to take it to get cleaned. It had a very pungent smell, and I hadn't really had barbecue before. And we went in, like, I had big dreams. I was like, I'm going to get those burnt end thingies. I'm going to, like, really do it. I'm not going to eat it with my hands, but I'm going to have barbecue.
What do we do?
I'd like a grilled chicken breast with the barbecue sauce on the side, please. That's what... We had grilled chicken breast at the barbecue place.
With barbecue sauce on the side, I just can't.
It was delicious, though, and we had sort of, you ordered a corn gratin, which I thought was stupid, and I had a solid tater gratin, which I really liked. So Kansas City, like, we really enjoyed it. The building was nice, but once you've been downstairs in any building, it's all the same. Like, we are in the dark recesses of a concrete building, smells like popcorn and churros. But, honey, let's shift focus a little bit because we've been really down for, like, at least 15 minutes now. But let's talk about Legoland. Legoland! So we needed to film a mommy video for Pat Lipinski for the Tara and Johnny Instagram. And mommy loves doing activities. So we knew before we went that Legoland was adjacent to the hotel where we stayed. And we had a small break in the day. So Tara and I were like, well, let's go. Let's go to Legoland and film mommy. But we had to pull some strings.
this is where, again, the thing, like, with Instagram, where I don't want to ever say anything or tell anyone my name, Johnny is fine with that.
Usually, like, if it's face to face, sometimes I have trouble. Like, guys, it's like that moment when you're like, do you have any idea who I am? Because with us, like, some people do, some people don't, and that's life. We're not a Kardashian, thank God.
Nobody knows us.
Nobody really knows us. But if you tell people, then they may remember.
Right.
So we really wanted to film mommy at Legoland. But
we didn't
have time
to go on this line and pay, like, $60 for me, you, Lauren, Mia.
It was $18 a person to walk around with some Legos. Actually, I can't even talk ill of them because they were, sort of great. So this is what happened. So we walk in, and mommy sees the sign that it's $18, $18.50 to get in.
That's all it was?
Yeah, and I was like, we are not paying for this. I thought it was just basically like a park playground where you run in,
like,
and it has, like, one of those cobwebs.
It had an amusement park.
Well, no, we had to, like, add it up for Chelsea and Nia.
Okay.
So,
but
you know,
anyway.
18, 18, 18. I don't know what that is because I didn't go to school properly. But
I like math.
I like math.
Yeah. We'll fill you guys in on that another time. Go on.
Yeah. So we walk up to the counter at the Kansas City Legoland. And I didn't know that Legoland was, like, a franchise sort of thing where there are many Legolands across this beautiful country. But, yeah, we walk up to the thing, and I get right into it. I'm like, where's your manager? And there our manager stands. So the manager comes over, and I was like, do you have any idea who we are? And I was like, well, this is
joking, though.
Sort of, but I really wanted this to be our location. And we had to
and
break
I'm
some
dying.
Rules.
I'm like, I don't know my name. What's my...
She's turning bright red and turning around. She's walking to, like, the wall and, like, touching it, Helen Keller style. And just like, oh,
like,
pretty girl, pretty girl.
Beautiful Lego.
Oh, wow, what a Lego this is. Look at his little legs kicking. Meanwhile, I'm doing all the business. And I'm like, sir, we have a very popular Instagram account, and we work for NBC Television. We would like to shoot a video here. And he's like, well, do you have kids? And I was like, no, that's my daughter right there. Meanwhile, it's Tara Lipinski. We're essentially the same age. That's my child. She's very small. And I was like, we shoot this Instagram mommy thing where mommy goes and hates everything and Tara runs around and loves everything.
Right.
And we're going to do that with your Legoland. So people in the Middle West
are... lost their minds.
Which we had, because people are quite conservative, and, you know,
right.
Legoland is a brand, and it's a thing, Legos, blah, 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 and you can't really go, like, let people in that
right.
are going to make you look terrible.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't mention pink eye to him, but you know what happens with Legos, and Nia brought it up. It's like jumping in one of those pits with all the balls in it. You know you're getting pink eye, so just sanitize and hold on.
Right.
So... We get in somehow, and he lets us in for free, which is awesome. And he had to walk us through, you know, in case we abducted someone else's child. So he was walking through with us. He had to pick up his own kid. Meanwhile, once we were in, Tara was like, we need this shot. We need this shot. We need this shot. And he's like, guys, I have like a kid to pick up at school. Like,
and I'm like,
all the...
but no. Just 1 minute. And then I wanted to get on the ride so badly. And he's like, you can't. And I'm like, but we have.
And like, and we're pretty small people. He's like, you guys aren't gonna fit on that ride.
We'll fit.
Oh, we will fit, sir.
And we got on that ride, and it was fun.
But we, and anyway, like, moral of the story, we got what we wanted, but we really had to, like, basically
work
pistol whip this guy. Yeah, we had to, we really had to work hard to get it.
So go to our Instagram, Tara and Johnny, and check that out from last week.
It's called Mommy Times Legoland.
Yeah, we put
and mommy,
a lot of work.
As you can imagine, Mommy hated it, and I didn't have my bonnet or anything to actually play the Mommy character properly.
No.
She usually has headwear, and she did it this time.
Mommy loves headwear.
And Mommy can't afford a hairdryer anymore because she was paying for your off-ice spinning machine. So with that said, let's get into Fan Corner!
Oh, I love it. Okay.
So this week, you guys, really, you amped it up this week with Fan Corner, because last week, or actually not even last week, the week before last, because last week we were too busy and couldn't do a podcast. So the week before last, we shamed you because you didn't do well.
We got so many.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones was The Divine Miss M. I sent this to you because it made me laugh. I was going to bed one night. But
yes.
It was like a meme of Mommy Dearest and like really looking crazy. And she goes, I find myself, hashtag mommy hates it at work, like when the copier jams. And it's not as funny without the picture, but with the picture of her losing her mind, like it was...
With the wire hangers and the avocado mask, like it's
crying.
Just...
crying. Okay, so I will start with AC Bitter on Twitter.
Yes.
She wants to know why sometimes we use headsets and sometimes we use stick mics.
Why headsets why sometimes we'll appear on broadcast in headsets and why sometimes with stick microphones?
Okay. Well, I always love a good stick microphone, especially since our producer, Rob Hyland, for the last few years, bedazzled ours, which I think makes the broadcast that much better, shinier, and formal.
Full of life.
Full of life. And we also did that with the headsets. But the headsets are a bit harder with hairdos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I prefer the stick mic. But a lot of times we wear the headsets while we're commentating, obviously.
We wear headsets while we're commentating because it has a little microphone right in front of our mouths like a pilot.
And when you're going live, sometimes you have to switch around, just turn your chair around, and again, you're going to be live on camera, you know, giving a wrap-up or whatnot. So it just kind of depends on the way the show runs.
Yeah, then there's not always time to refix your hair. And, like, once you mush down my... weave situation, it's real hard to get it to stand back up
then it
for the
gets
most
a
part
weird shape.
Yeah, it sounds an awkward shape. So we have to keep those headsets on. And sometimes also we've got 15 seconds to flip around and be ready for you guys.
My cords are always wrapping around my chair and I can't turn around. And
Tara gets stuck a lot in her cords in the boxes. But, you know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you guys don't get to see, but there are reasons for everything that happens when we're on broadcast. It is, you know, it's the National Broadcasting Company. They've been around for a long time. They know what they're doing. But there's a lot that you don't get to see so that you can enjoy a positive television program where nothing bad happens. Bum, bum, bum. All right, so next fan corner moment. It comes from Annie Hackney in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. I selected this one because it was funny, but also because I didn't know that we had anybody down there in Alabama, so howdy y'all, that listens to the podcast. But this was what she wrote on Twitter. If it's wrong to put on headphones and listen to the podcast while my students write essays, I don't want to be right.
I love that.
Thank you, Annie. You know, thank you for educating our American children.
Right, and listening to Tara and Johnny. We had one from a guy, Matt Milhouse. We love this.
Yo, bruh.
Yep, Johnny just waits to say it. Say it again.
Yo, bruh.
From Grand Rapids. And he wishes we called football, which is very
we will.
Nice. Probably 99.9% of the population wishes we didn't call football. But we're gonna take that as a compliment. Thank you. We'll look into that.
Well, just so I can throw this out here, Matt, bruh, since you've put that out there into the universe, now Tara will hold on to it like a dog with a bone, and she will not stop until she and I cover primetime football. Yeah. So thanks, bruh. That's more jobs for me. So this is kind of a funny one, honey. I don't know if you're going to like this or not. So the way Tara and I divvy up Fan Corner is that we both look and we find our favorite things that have, you know, wrapped up from you guys. You can always interact with us at Tara and Johnny, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara Lipinski, and give us your questions, your comments, whatever. And we may or may not, probably won't actually comment on it, but we love you guys to interact, sort of. But anyway, we got a statement, and I wanted to go over this because it really put a lot of blame on you and I. And I think it was ill-conceived as a tweet, and it was, you know, this anger and aggression was put into the wrong place. But Holly Baldwin from down there in Naples, Florida, she said that you and I were responsible for allowing Gracie Gold, who is a national competitor in the ladies' event, we allowed her, to fail. Now...
Wait.
Go.
I mean,
Holly, listen for a second, if you're listening.
Listen.
She's not.
You should know this, because, you know, whatever we say on camera, we don't get that much time to say it. I have been a Gracie Gold fan from day one. So has Johnny.
And I've been a Gracie Gold. I have had terrible performances that I've had to listen to harsh commentary about.
I went to a world where I was a Zamboni. And I decided on every element in my short program to wipe up the ice and barely make the cut in 24th place into the free skate. So we have
it
all been
genius.
Where Gracie is. We all understand that as skaters. So the thing is we really, I mean, we talked to Gracie beforehand. We really want her to do well. But again, this is a sport. And I think that's what everyone would like this world of skating to continue as. If we want it to be just exhibition, then that wouldn't be a sport. So as analysts, we have to sort of call it as we see it. You know, I'm sure if we called football like Matt Milhouse wants us to, I'm sure we just wouldn't look over something that happened and be like, oh, well, that was so sweet. Did you see that? I didn't see anything.
Wow, she definitely didn't just fall.
Bird in the sky. You know, you just have to call it as it is.
Is that the yellow brick road? Yeah, we have to call it like it is. We are sports commentators and, you know,
but not
comment.
Mean. Not mean. We're
completely unbiased. But we've been there. But I was affronted that she actually blamed us for the failure. And I want to say that, like, I'm not a shapeshifter, and I'm not able to do that whole, like, psychic mysticism thing where I put myself in another person. I'm not that crow sort of situation from Game of Thrones where I can, like, roll my eyes back in my head and put my whole being in another body and make them fall down. We were not responsible in any way for the production of that free program.
And if anything, I think people, you know, when you're a fan of a skater, you get so behind them that you don't want to hear or, like, acknowledge or realize that it's actually happening you know, like some terrible performance. But, you know, if anything, I think we just get frustrated and because we know how good she is.
Yeah. And we know how good, like, basically anyone that we call. It's mommy.
Mommy.
Mommy wants you to win. Mommy loves a broadcast when we don't have to talk at all or explain anything.
Exactly.
Like when everyone is just so good that we don't have to say much. It makes our jobs a lot easier. But
yes.
Holly, we were not personally responsible for the failure of a skater. And we do give everyone the same benefit of the doubt, and we give everyone the same unbiased critiques on that performance of the day. Moving on from Holly and blaming us for things that we have no part in. Jordan620 on Twitter has asked about padding because there was a young skater on TV that was, you know, either had a strange situation of padding around her bum area. So, honey, can we talk about this?
Yeah. So you wear butt pads in practice because you fall a lot and you damage your tailbone.
and usually, like, skaters don't, for better or for worse, don't have a lot of fat on them to cushion against falls. Nor do we wear big pads in performances like hockey players do or something.
Right.
So
and
we've got to protect what we've got.
It hurts. Like, you look at gymnastics, they have that pit to fall into. I always wondered, you know, skaters are just like kamikaze pilots. They're like, oh, you've never, you know, done a triple, you've never rotated three times in the air? Well, try one today on hard ice going 20 miles an hour. See what happens.
Enjoy.
Good luck. Enjoy the area.
Yeah, but enjoy the area. But sometimes, like, I don't think it's that appropriate to wear padding in a major televised event. But maybe she had an injury or something that she was trying
but
to protect.
But a lot of people were wondering about that. Todd even asked me.
What did Todd say?
Todd was like, is that part of, like, what is that? I don't know if he thought it was, you know, I don't know what he thought.
Did he think it was like a growth or something?
No.
But yeah,
Jordan,
there padding is, you know, very prevalent in skating and in practices, so you can protect your bones and joints and hips and stuff. But it's rarely seen in competition, so it was a ballsy move by a young skater to protect her bum on national television. But who wants to be made to look bigger on TV? So it was really ballsy. Good for her. Our last fan corner entry for right now is from, I really liked this one because it gives us bragging rights. Amy Mutarelli Taylor missed us calling the European Championships that were this past weekend. Mm-hmm. No other commentators compare.
Aww,
well,
that was sweet.
Super sweet. But
we are going to be doing them.
Yes, it's on February 4th, which is this weekend at 3:30 Eastern. It's Tara and my coverage of the European Championships. And what's funny, there are other commentators that do some of the live shows, but Tara and I, you know, ours are the best and the most important.
So watch us. On that note, watch Europeans.
Watch Europeans. It's
Hope
on
you enjoy
this weekend.
Podcast.
I'm sure they didn't.
Our time has run out. We'll see you next week. Johnny, do you want to give us the rollout?
As always, you can find us on social media at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. You can confide your deepest secrets to us through secret messaging. You can write to us messages of hatred or love, up to you. And as always, we'd like to thank all 93.92 billion listeners, including you guys out there in India. And you guys out there in Indiana. We love you so much. And until next time,
bye.
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Look, Dick, venti is a large coffee.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.